Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. If you've been out on a great date, you've done the legwork to get that date, you think everything is going good, you go out on the date, you still think things are good, then you don't get a call back, then you call or email us, and you happen to be on Second Date Update.
It's a very disturbing reality.
It is.
Dating sucks.
But we may be able to help the situation like we're going to do this morning with Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for emailing our show and being on Second Date Update. So you went on a great date. Is that right?
Yeah. We met online, like I guess everyone does these days. We were talking for a bit. We went back and forth and decided to meet in person and go out on a date. We went to Jade's Coffee. And then we went to the Tenny Locks and watched the lake for a bit.
Nice. A nice Madison afternoon.
It was fun, you know. I thought we had a great time. We talked, you know. Conversation was great. There was hardly a lull in conversation. But now she won't call me back.
And she is who? What's the girl's name that you
were with?
Jen.
Her name is Jen.
Okay.
Right. So
you might need that information.
You just kept saying she, but that's good, though. So you and Jen hooked up. It was good, and you can't think of anything during your date where you were like, well, I shouldn't have talked about this, or politics is tough right now. Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. It's not like we came, you know, started on politics, and I was just throwing out random stuff. No, the date went well, man. It was exactly what you'd think happen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Madison, you're on the lakes, you're at the locks. It's good. And did you guys kiss at the end? Did you hold hands? I mean, how was the romantic part of the afternoon?
Yeah, we held hands and we kissed and you know, we ended the night with a hug, which I thought was nice.
Okay.
But it went really, I thought it went really well.
All right. So you had a kiss earlier, but then you ended with a hug.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that seems good, right?
Be respectful.
Yeah, no, I said, if you're already kissing, it just seems weird that it would end. But I said, it doesn't matter. We don't have to ask questions because we're going to get to the bottom of this. Eric, don't say anything. We're going to call Jen right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of what's going on, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello.
Hey, looking for Jen.
Hi, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
It's Marco and Krista. We're broadcasters on a station called 93.1 Jams.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, honey.
We're good. Actually, we're doing a segment on our show, Jen, called Second Date Update. It's where you've been out with somebody, and they leave the date thinking that it's amazing, and they'll get a call back, only they don't get a call back, and then we try to figure out what's going on, and so we're calling you today in regards to Eric.
Do you remember him?
Remember big old E, Eric?
Yeah.
His friends call him E.
Yeah.
We just were wondering what's going on. Like, I know you had a good date, and it sounded like a lot of fun.
Yes, it was actually a good date. But the problem was he was acting like we were, like, together, you know, for like 2 months or something. He was acting like we had been already official couple, and it was only our first date.
So how
talking about marriage and talking about commitment and you know what would happen if we moved in together
slow your roll. So you got a stage 5 clinger is what happened.
It's a shame.
Not that bad.
There he is.
He was very sweet.
Oh, no. There he is.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't hurt. There he is.
Hold on.
Jen, I do have to tell you, Eric's with us.
What woman doesn't want a guy who's thinking about marriage? I'm not saying it has to happen tomorrow, but.
Yeah.
You know.
In Eric's defense, you hear this all the time from girls. Like, there's no good guys left. No one wants a committed relationship.
Where are all these good guys? Yes.
So then here's kind of a good guy that's kind of getting screwed a little bit, and then we all think to ourselves, what are we supposed to do? It's not your fault, Jen, but Eric, you might be coming on a little too much. I think that's what she's saying. Like, whoa, hold the I could marry
talking
you.
About, I was just talking about the possibility, you know.
Wow.
I'm thinking down the road. I didn't mean it had to happen tomorrow.
Obviously, but still, you don't talk about that on the first date. That's just creepy.
I have to give that to you.
Yeah, it's a little.
It's a little forward, but I mean, did you feel passion already? Do you think you already felt like, oh my gosh, she could be the one?
I don't know that I was. There was definitely sparks, I thought, and yeah. You know, passion, but I wasn't like going, all right, I'm going to get her name tattooed on my arm. You know, it wasn't like that.
Eric, did you say I love you to her?
I mean, I thought about saying it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you almost said I love you?
I can just tell, dude, he's in love, man.
Are you kidding?
He's ready.
Wow.
He's ripe. He's ripe for the picking.
Yes, honey.
No, he didn't say it.
I didn't say it. I felt it. I thought about it.
So, Jen, that now hearing that the fact that he was thinking about maybe saying I love you, would that have freaked you out a little bit?
I mean, I'm not going to be that creepy. That's
yeah.
All right.
No, you're sweet. It's sweet, but
you have lines. They're just farther out than other people's lines.
Apparently.
Well, okay, Jen, let me ask you a real question here. Other than being a little forward and maybe thinking about too much and getting kind of being stage five clingish, what did you think about Eric? Other than that, was it good? Did you have good conversation? Did you have a little chemistry?
Does he hug well?
And all of that. He was very sweet, and I definitely would have gone out with him again. I just was kind of scared off.
Yeah.
I think this is cool because once you go through so many dates and they fail and you finally find one and you're like, yeah, then I could see you thinking about that stuff. I'm sure people get sick and tired of going through these dates. And then when they find one, they're like, okay, now I'm gonna start thinking about my life with them.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you've been through so many that it gets to the point where like, all right, you get a good girl, then you have to be, you know, proactive, but not that proactive. Well, here's what we do on
set. There's a difference between thinking about it and verbalizing it immediately.
Right.
Oh, honey, no, I totally get you on that one.
That's why I didn't say the L word.
All right.
Yep. He just thought it.
You got to give him points for that. He kept his mouth shut on that one. Well, what we do on Second Date Update, Jen, if you want to try it back out, you already said you'd kind of be willing to. We'll send you somewhere out back in Madison. We'll pay for the entire thing. I'll take care of the entire bill. You and Eric can sit down, talk about other stuff, and see if this can go anywhere else. Let me tell you something. It's hard to find somebody these days, so it sounds like you guys are hitting on a lot of cylinders. So maybe it would be good
this date, I'll have commitment issues. I'll be like, I don't know if I want to do all this. If that's what you need.
Mm-hmm. if he's willing to do reverse psychology.
For sure.
And play hard to get if you want. But it's up to you, Jen.
I would definitely be willing to go out with Eric again. Like I said, I guess he understands how I felt about it. And I think I understand how he felt about it. So I don't see why we couldn't try it again.
I like his passion.
And maybe something in the future, maybe you'll have something. And then you can invite Kristen on to the wedding.
Yes. Marco's a DJ. Don't forget.
Now we're planning your wedding.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
I'll MC it. It's good. You be the DJ.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to call somebody and break bad news to them, don't do it by yourself. Let us help you.
Yeah, it's fun for us.
It's always better with a crowd, too, when you have to break bad news. Mm-hmm. And so today we'll be talking to Whitney. And she's going to be breaking bad news to her boyfriend. Good morning, Whitney.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, we're real good. I know you're not great because you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, and it says here you're going to break some bad news to your boyfriend. How long have you been going out with your boyfriend, Whitney?
I've been with him for like 3 months, and we definitely have gotten pretty serious. So I'm really upset.
Okay.
I found underwear that were not mine in his room. And so I had just like, you know, like a gut instinct. And so I started following him. And I don't know why, but they were meeting at like the laundromat. I don't even fucking understand that. But I totally caught the other girl. I followed him to her house. And I didn't want to bring myself to go inside. But like, you know, I'm 100% he's cheating on me. So...
Okay. All right. So I always get worried when it's an accusal of cheating just because you never know. I mean, but you saw with your own two eyes, You saw the...
I mean, he's with her all the time. I was following him for like 2 weeks before I was like, okay.
Right.
Just not be stupid. Including, those aren't my underwear. Like, a woman knows what underwear she has. So that was what led me to be like a stalker, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Has he given you any signs in your relationship that he's been cheating on you? Have you noticed?
Nope.
So it's just right out of the blue.
Yeah.
All right. And are you going to call it off now, or what do you hope to gain by being on the radio with this? Like, are you, what do you
want? I just want to talk to him. Like, I want to confront him, and at least, like, from what we've shared, I want him to admit it to me. That's at least what I deserve, you know? Like, that's my only form of closure, so I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And how, and your boyfriend's name is Nate, is that right?
Yeah, well, he's no longer my boyfriend.
Yeah,
but
your ex-boyfriend. Already moved in the past. Yep. That's good.
Past tense.
Okay, and so is he a pretty level-headed guy, or is he sort of a, how do you think he's going to take this? I mean, obviously, he's
going to. I honestly have no idea, because he did a really good job of totally playing me. So, I was, like, looking at a future with this guy, so.
Yeah.
Just really disappointing. I don't know how he's going to take it, but I don't really care, because he's selfish, so.
Right, yeah. Boy, I mean, it's tough. It sounds bad. And you don't think there's any other explanation, like a long-lost cousin?
No.
No, okay.
No,
that's just awkward.
I didn't know, yeah. You never...
Yeah, I don't know why he would have his cousin's underwear. That's really awkward.
Maybe she was staying with, I don't know.
Friendly.
Do you guys don't live together, do you?
Well, he stays at my house all the time. Like, okay. We don't live together, but, you know.
Right.
I have found someone else's underwear.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Okay.
And I stay at his place all the time. So it's like, it's almost like we do, but...
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not, I get it. That's how a lot of relationships are. Okay. We're going to dial Nate's phone number, and it's just going to be you and him on the phone together at first, and you'll break the bad news to him, and we'll see how it all goes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. It's Breaking Bad News here on 93.1 Jams.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Whitney. What's up?
Oh, Jesus. Did you change your number?
Jesus.
Did you change your number?
No.
I don't recognize your
number. How you doing? How's it going?
I have you blocked. Like, Whitney, you know I blocked your number. You know I blocked you on all social media.
No,
why are you calling me from a different number right now?
No, you didn't.
What is going on?
Why would you block my number? I don't understand.
Wait. Is there, like, who is that on the phone with you?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is actually Marco and Krista here on 93.1 Jams. Did you say you blocked your number and you blocked her on social media?
He's lying.
Wait, is this a radio station?
It is.
Did you
call into a radio station to call me?
She did.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm very confused here. Is this Nate?
Yes, this is Nate. And
yeah.
What did she tell you?
Okay, well, she's your girlfriend for 3 months, and she was going to tell you that she caught you cheating.
I don't understand why you blocked my number. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, of course she told you that. No, this is a really crazy psycho bitch who has been relentlessly pursuing me for months now. And I've been trying to make very clear to her that I'm not interested, and I have a girlfriend.
Oh, look, he's trying to get out of it.
I've had to block her on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I've blocked her phone number. And now she's like, what did she tell you exactly? I would love to know.
Okay, are you saying that you are not going out with Whitney, Nate, that you've never gone out with her ever?
No, like,
we went out once.
We went out once on Tinder.
But,
I told her, thanks, I'm not interested.
Why would you block my number?
Okay. But Whitney, you just told us a few minutes ago that you were dating solid for 3 months. You were going to get...
I have no other way of getting a hold of him.
So let me get this straight.
What?
You used us to call Nate to call from a different number so that he wouldn't know it was you and you could get back to talking to him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through to him. Like, how am I supposed to get through to him if he blocks all of my numbers and my email and whatever else?
Huh.
You know, Instagram.
Yeah.
He blocked me from everything.
So you guys aren't going out.
Well, we went out. We went out one time.
But yeah. And boyfriend and
like, you know,
date
he
are
led
totally
me
different.
On. He made me think that, you know, he was really into me, and now I can't get a hold of him. So I had to call you guys.
All right.
It's not a big deal.
Well, actually it is a big deal. It's called lying. Nate, are you still with us, or did he hang up? Nate?
No, I'm here. This is just a lot. This is a lot for me right now.
He's going to call the police.
So you have a real girlfriend, a real life girlfriend, Nate.
Yeah, she's great. We've been dating for about 2 months now.
Oh, she's great. She's great. Then why did you take me on a date?
Oh, jeez.
Because I hadn't met her yet.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever.
What's going on? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It seems like
we don't get it.
Well, we got played.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Whitney, I'm sorry that this is not working out for you here. But you can't start a conversation with us on a false pretense with a bunch of lies and expect it to go any better.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know how else to get a hold of him. It's common decency to just get back to me and tell me how you really feel. You can't just take your
I told you how I really feel. And if you're still confused, I'll tell you right now again, you're a psycho bitch. And if I ever hear from you again, I'm calling the cops.
That's so disrespectful.
Okay.
Well, that's disrespectful.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't even care anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, the police are involved.
This was fun.
Yeah.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.